Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to just leave a little recording. This is our third time of going through Acts 14, and it's always lovely when we learn more about what we are studying. I just wanted to say what really hit me. Is the whole thing about correction of, especially when something is misunderstood or a doctrine or something. I was thinking that because in this chapter, 1-3, we can see that there are some Jewish leaders who are trying to, in verse 2, it says that they were trying to poison the minds against these two, you know, of what they were doing. And when that happened, though, Paul and Barnabas, they did not shrink back. In verse 3, it says, they remained a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by the hands. And it reminds me also of what we read today, those of us who are on the same reading schedule, in the book of 2 Corinthians. Paul is getting persecution by some people in the church who are trying to discredit who he is, you know, in that chapter in Corinthians. And so what he says, or what is said at the very end of this chapter, is that we have to strengthen each other, like verse 22, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, and saying that through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. But let me pray that right now. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, in a day's time, we don't know what we will say, what we will face. We might face persecution on the outside. We might face persecution on the inside, because all human beings, you know, can be troubled at times. And like what people say, troubled people trouble people. And we can get our feelings hurt. We can get discouraged. Many, many things, you know, can happen. But you are unchangeable. We are just so grateful, Lord. Your faithfulness remains. And we are called, as it says in Hebrews 10:39, we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who believe and are saved. Strengthen our belief as we go into your word deeper and deeper day by day. Help us also to let go of those besetting sins that we can have. For us, you know, it's definitely, for most of us here, it's the food is one of the primary ones, but there can be others. But we know that the answer is in Christ. And it is the humility also of learning from others who have gone before us. Thank you so very much, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray. Amen.